Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How y'all doing? What's up? This is episode 52. I made a mistake last week. I labeled 51-52. So I got to go back and label 52-51 and label this 52. So hopefully you're all confused now. And let's hope you're confused. So how's everybody been doing? This has been Late on Thursday every week. I should just name my podcast Late on Thursday. I've been busy. A lot of shows going on for me lately. They've been tough, man. Last week was like a bunch of shitty shows, and then last night at the Southern was an awesome show. We had great 8 comics show up. Great show. Shout out to Winston Hodges and shout out to Steve Hauser for closing the show out. Everybody had a fun time. And we're actually looking to maybe experiment and do that show on a Friday. Whenever we do it midweek, we still get a pretty good turnout. But I think if we had a Friday show, I think it would be super dope. I think way more people would show up, and we could actually probably move that into the bigger room. So we're thinking about doing that. So if you're here in Charlottesville, please keep an eye out for more Southern shows. So what's been going on? Oh, First off, as always, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for listening. I really appreciate it. It really means a lot to me that you guys are helping me grow my podcast. So please keep listening. Please keep telling your friends. Share my podcast. Just put it out there. I need to be better at promoting my podcast at shows. I just never think about it. I'm just so caught up in the moment that I never think about plugging any of my stuff, my social media, my podcast, and I have to get better at doing that. So please keep doing what you're doing, help this thing grow. Help me, please. So what's been going on? So I'm sitting here. We're waiting for a huge winter storm. I think it's Jonas to hit Charlottesville. When you didn't think Charlottesville could get any wider, we're about to get 18 to 24 inches of snow. So looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to doing a shitload of shoveling. And my shoulder is now completely healed. So it's not going to be a fun 2 days for me, everybody. I'm going to be doing a lot of shoveling. And with me burning all those calories, I figured, you know what? I deserve it. I'm going to buy me a 4-pack of PBR. And I did. So I'm going to get to enjoy some PBRs this weekend, because I'm going to deserve it for all the shoveling I'm about to do with an arm that's not completely healed. But somebody has to do it. The stores are crazy, man. Walmart, Food Lion. I mean, the gas stations. You know what? Look, we are doomed, people. We are doomed. Doomed. I can't say it enough. We are fucked. If something really happens where like life as we know now won't exist anymore, we are fucked. Okay? We're going to get up to 2 feet of snow, and it's a complete shit show at Walmart and grocery stores. I mean, people are buying up bread and milk. I mean, that shit doesn't last long. I understand it's the winter time, but that stuff is not going to last very long at all. But just the way people act when we're going to be out for maybe two days, the weekend at most, and this is like complete chaos at the stores. So I can't imagine if there was like a viral outbreak or something like catastrophic that happened to where like it knocked out 90% of the population, that it would be complete and utter chaos. I wouldn't even go anywhere. I would just wait it out. I mean, every store, it would just be death. people would get murdered at grocery stores. I wouldn't even go. I would just wait and just pick shit up in the parking lot. It's sad. We have no chance. Your best bet is to just stay in your house and wait it out. Ugh. It's sad to see. A while back, I was watching Walking Dead with my dad, and he was like, you know what? And if this was hard for me to hear, he's like, you know what? I probably just would have killed myself. And to hear my dad said that, it kind of hurt me. He's like, why would you want to live? He's like, look at this. Why would you want to live through this? I would not want to. And I was just like, no, I would want to live. I would want to fight. And this was a few years ago. And I've been watching Walking Dead more and more, and I'm really starting to understand that shit. It's just like their lives suck. And you start to envy like the people who died at those Walmarts trying to get that loaf of bread. It's like, you know what? They're done. They were done 3 years ago. They didn't have to suffer through a zombie apocalypse and have their family ripped apart and watch all their friends die and shit stolen from them and living in fear every day, not knowing what you're going to eat, where to sleep. When is it going to be my turn to get my face ripped off by a zombie? It's just like they were done. They pick up that loaf of bread, turn around, somebody had a gun, boom, done. Zombie apocalypse over for them. Good night, folks. Have fun. See you later. Walk off music. So I'm starting to understand it, but I couldn't off myself, but I'm just starting to, I get it. It's just like, nah, you guys have fun fighting over that goddamn can of SpaghettiOs. Because at some point in time, it's going to be your turn to get it. Somebody bigger and better with more shit and a little bit more food with a little bit more energy is going to get you. But, yeah. So Sarah Palin's back in the news. She's endorsing Donald Trump, and I don't even know what that's like. It's really just like Sarah Palin endorsing Donald Trump, but I can't even begin to break down some of the shit she says because it was retarded, just the random phrases and catchwords and buzzwords. She makes no sense. She's a complete moron. She's a functioning retard who just happens to be a pretty cute old lady. And as she's talking, he's standing there like, oh my God, what have I done? The look of sheer terror and just, he was just, that look of like, this woman is a complete moron. Why did I do this? But I kind of need her to rally her folks to get more votes. I think she's going to say something really dumb in the next few months. And then he's just going to completely shit on her. And it's going to be hilarious. Because she's a complete idiot. The Donald Trump show is getting better and better. It's like right now, if I have to compare Donald Trump's campaign to like a TV show, this is like Lost season 4. This shit is getting real good right now. Actually, no, I'm gonna go Sopranos season 4. This shit is just like, oh my God, this is the best TV. No, you know what? Another show. Boom, Friday Night Lights season 3. That's even better. Matter of fact, you can pick any one of those shows. Pick your favorite show and your favorite season. That's what Donald Trump is doing right now. That's how dope this dude's campaign is. You can't stop watching it. It just gets better and better. You can't stop. This dude's he's a fucking genius. If you notice, Donald Trump really never says anything. He's the type of guy, He waits to see what you have to say, and then he'll follow up based on what you said. If he's like, yeah, me and my wife went out to dinner this weekend. Oh, where'd you go? We went to Bonefish Grill. Oh, how was it? It was terrible. Oh, yeah, that place is the worst, man. That place, it's sad. It's sad. It's sad what that place has become. It's pretty sad, man. It used to be good, but not anymore. They don't win anymore. They don't win. Yeah, I used to know a chef there. Yep, he got out. He said it was going to be terrible. He was right. The food is awful. It's the worst. It's the worst food ever. But you would never hear that beforehand. He wants to wait to see what you have to say, and then boom, he'll confirm what you said. Doesn't matter what it is. Whatever you say, it's either going to be the best or the worst. Like, it's funny, like, some of these dudes from, like, just weird newspapers from, like, Illinois ask him a question. He doesn't like it. Where you from? Oh, the Illinois Dispatch? Yeah, that's sad what happened to that newspaper. It used to be great. Oh, it used to be one of the best. You should be one of the best. It's sad what that thing has become. I can't believe that you guys are still around. I'm not answering that question. Your paper's not even relevant anymore. Doesn't know shit about the Illinois Dispatch, but I don't like the question, so guess what? I'm going to shit on the entire company and talk about how great it used to be. And the thing is, if there's old enough people around, they're going to agree because everybody thinks shit was better when they were younger. It was always better when they were younger. Let me say this too. I might have talked about this before. They always talk about let's make America great again. It's like, you know what? It's always been pretty fucking good. But not for everybody. Number one. Like people, they say let's make it great again, and it's like they're talking about their childhood for some reason. People, they're so caught up in the nostalgia of their childhood, and it's because you had no fucking responsibility. None. There was never a time when there was not something going on. I grew up in the 80s. Yeah, I'd love to go back to the 80s. Because I was 9 and I didn't have a job, and I had no fucking clue what was going on in the world. I'm 9 watching He-Man thinking everything is great. But everybody else in the country is worried about a nuclear war. They're worried about the Russians coming here. When did Red Dawn come out? Like in the early 80s? When I was 3? You thought I knew about that shit? No. I was having fun watching Fraggle Rock. But I look back, 80s were great. Fucking AIDS was rampant. People were terrified of AIDS in the 80s and 90s. People look at the child. Oh, man, the 60s was great. 50s were awesome. Oh, the wholesome. Really? Was it wholesome when you were fucking lynching black people and having separate water fountains and shit? That was the good old America? 40s? How safe it was? Not if you were Jewish in Europe. Not very safe. Or you were a 19-year-old farm boy get shipped off to France to get your goddamn head blown off by some German people, or to, God forbid, you end up in the Pacific, had to fight some crazy-ass Japanese people. So it's never been this, like, Pax Romana in America. It's always some shit going on. People are always afraid of somebody. It's crazy, man. You know, and lastly, but not leastly, I talked about Stacey Dash a while ago, and this woman, God bless her, one of the most beautiful women ever, but just reinforcing the stereotype that gorgeous people are stupid. You know what? I don't know if she's stupid. I don't know what her IQ level is. But it's just sad to see someone who's pretty much talked their way out of Hollywood, and now you're stuck on a news show because you're black and because you're Republican. And they get you to say the shit they can't say. it's like you don't even really have your own. She doesn't even really have her own real opinion about shit. It's just, it's almost like she reads right-wing blogs and just says whatever they say. But it makes it not racist because it's coming out of this fucking gorgeous caramel face with pretty eyes. And let me say that I don't give a fuck about the Oscars. I don't care. I'm not an actor. I'm not a one percenter. I'm not famous. I don't give a shit about award shows at all. I don't care. I don't care if the Oscars are white. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I don't care if Jada's going to boycott it. Don't care. Spike Lee, don't give a shit. I just don't. You really, I think D.L. Hughley said it, but it's not really an original thought. So I don't feel like I'm stealing it, but it's just like you can't boycott something they really don't want you at anyway. It's like with the whole Black Lives Matter movement, that whole thing where it was like justice or else. It's like, or else what? Well, we won't shop on Black Friday. You think JCPenney give a fuck if black people show up? Do you really think Best Buy is going to be, oh man, we really need black people? They don't care. They don't care. Because most of their consumer base is white, and they're fine with that. Could you imagine telling some suburban people from somewhere in Michigan, hey man, some black people aren't going to show up at this thing? You think that's going to make them happy or sad or indifferent? They're probably good. Hey, actually, I think that's great. Sad but true. But my point is, they're saying the Oscars is white. They want black actors and stuff to boycott the Oscars. And I just don't care. And she goes on to say, she asks, you know, if black people, do we want to be integrated or you know, segregated? We can't have it both ways. And if we're going to integrate, we need to get rid of things like BET. In the Image Awards, which is usually, that's this stock talking points. You know, whenever this subject comes up about, you know, not enough black people, not enough brown people, or just people of color on TV, a lot of white people or white right wingers bring up, well, what about BET? We don't have a white entertainment channel. It's like you don't have to label that. You don't have to label ABC as white. You don't. Because on most black shows, there's a white person or a couple white people on the show. Just like for a regular show, there's going to be one or two black people. But the majority of shows, there's none. At least in the main cast. No black people. And here, this is how you can't win for losing. The dude who started BET, Rob Johnson. Let me back up a little bit. When you see a lack of diversity or a lack of representation of yourself or a certain group of people, and you complain about that, hey, it's not enough black people. Hey, why aren't there any gay people? Hey, what about Latinos on shows? The same people that get mad at BET are the same people that come out first. Well, you know, why don't you just create your own show? Instead of complaining about it, do something about it. Create something. Just create your own show and boom, you have a black show. That way you don't have to bitch and moan and complain and cry. Create your own show. So going back to Rob Johnson, the man saw a lack of diversity in television, a lack of black TV shows. He saw a demographic not being serviced. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to start my own network. Did that. And people get upset. They get mad. I had a friend of mine ask me a couple years ago. He saw an article about Miss Black USA. He's like, hey, do you think they should really have that, man? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, they should. Instead of black people complaining, saying that, you know, black women aren't being represented in the Miss USA pageant, they went out and created their own. No one's saying a white person couldn't join it. You can't win for losing. And that's the thing. And the thing is, people are really just mad at the name. Whenever they talk about this whole TV thing, it's always just BET, just because it's Black Entertainment Television. No one ever mentioned Centric or TV One. I think there's a couple more, but I just can't remember the names. But there's a couple more that are, you know, pretty much Black channels. But people really just get upset at the name. If you're going to get rid of BET, get rid of the country music station. That's fucking, it's the white channel. Get rid of it. It's just called something different then. And get rid of the Image Awards and the BET. Why? That really bothers me more than anything. It's just like, well, there's a certain type of music that certain people just don't listen to, or they just don't understand. Should they not have a country music awards just because there's already a music award show? Country is music, right? So you shouldn't have your own. It's like, you know what? There's really not a lot of Black people in America. What are we like, 15%? There's music that we all like. All right? Everyone likes music. But, you know, Black people tend to like hip-hop and R&B. Neo soul, more than white people. Not saying that white people don't like it. White people like bluegrass, country, rock and roll. They tend to like that more. So why would you want a music that most of America doesn't listen to? Why would you want that to go up against the mainstream? If it's that good and everyone likes it, it'll win a Grammy. If it's that good, it'll win a Grammy. 3-6 Mafia won one. It was a great song. Everybody liked it. Won a Grammy. But a lot of music, it's just not going to get any recognition on a mainstream level. So guess what? Hey, let's have an award show that's going to acknowledge the type of music that we like. What's wrong with that? Just like with the Country Music Award Show. Same with Black cinema. Most of America don't watch Black movies. And I will say this, if you're a Black filmmaker, maybe it's just time to stop making the same fucking movies over and over again. I love supporting Black shit, but it's just like we make the same movies over and over and over again. It gets old. But I definitely understand having an award show that shows appreciation and pays homage to that. Or to certain, you know, musical artists that maybe mainstream America just would never acknowledge. It's like, why shouldn't Patti LaBelle or, you know, Lionel Richie or Jay-Z or whoever else it is, you know, why shouldn't they get recognized? Especially from your own people. Hey, you've given us a lot of great music over the years. Here's an Image Award. You know, and if you happen to win some huge national award or mainstream award, that's awesome too. But I think we should show each other appreciation. To me, it's sad that we have to do that, but it is what it is. No one tells Latinos to get rid of their award shows. If you don't like how you're being, you know, represented, find your own way. And that's what bothers me. We go out, we create our own things, and we get criticized for having our own stuff, saying that's racist. No one's saying you can't join it. The thing is, you really don't care. You just want to complain and just cry, quote unquote, reverse racism. But I'm at 24 minutes, so there's a show. That's a show. This is going to be fun. I'm going to be snowed in for the next couple of days. So maybe I'll do another quick podcast to give an update. So you guys enjoy your weekend. Peace.